SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
2 hours in sports radio.
How are the two best hosts on Grid Radio?
Moneyline with Donnie Wrightside.
Mustache, glasses, and a bacon, egg, and cheese. You know what? I just keep moving. I keep it moving.
But here.
Kevin Walsh.
No, it's not a bad take. You're in outer space
yeah,
right
but for
now.
North. And the dream team of callers.
Right? I hope you guys checked the tape right. That was the 5-0 Vegas. Vegas.
Bring it.
Astros, Rangers, Astros over.
Smoke.
Check
all
the
smoke.
Tape.
Yep. Easy, too.
It was easy.
It feels good.
It was, wasn't it? Man.
I listen to you guys also with all that great information you gave out on players' props. So it's going to be a fun night tonight.
I just honestly became a huge Sports Grid fan and over the last year, and I found you in K-Dub show, man, and I have been addicted.
And let me give a shout-out to my man, JP, holding it down behind the scenes.
There it is.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM, Channel 159.
Who's ready to go on a Wednesday afternoon? Your boy, Donnie Wrightside, is solo mission today. And we're ready to go. It's Moneyline. It's the Grid. It's the afternoon. It's Major League Baseball live. It's the phone callers who can call in any time they want on this show. 844-843-6879. Watching some updates here. There's a lot of NFL stuff going on here. News and notes we are going to get to today. But let's update the people right away on the Major League Baseball card. What I have. And again, follow me on Twitter. Sometimes these games go live before we take to the air. I do have three props on the board right now, currently, in the Rockies National game. Now, there's four runs in this game. I haven't cashed any tickets yet. Still a long way to go, as we're only in the fourth inning, and I do believe we're going to get some good results here. I have Randall Grichuk of the Colorado Rockies to record an RBI today, plus 170 price. Dominic Smith and Keibert Ruiz of the Nationals, 175 and plus 170. So we got three good numbers out there. Haven't been able to hit any of those yet, but we're going to be rooting those on as we go. Now, games that are coming up here in the 1 o'clock hour, I do have two Guardians today that I went with, both to record RBI. That's Andrés Giménez to go over a half of an RBI, which is, again, just get one RBI. That's a plus 170 price. And Josh Naylor to go over an RBI today at a minus 105 price. Now, guys, get this yesterday. I mean, come on now. I go in with Gabe and Cam. I put a $25 wager in on Bet365. Dinger Tuesday. Well, it's not really Dinger Tuesday on Bet365. They just had a better price than FanDuel. So it's a plus 470 for Josh Naylor to hit a home run yesterday. So I get an update to my phone while I'm in my backyard yesterday. And I see Naylor, home run. Oh, my goodness. We're ready to party. Here we go. It turns out it was Bo Naylor. What? There's two Naylors in the lineup for the Guardians. I don't bet the Guardians all that much here. The nine-hole hitter, Bo. A few innings later, Naylor hits a home run. Looks like we cashed it. No. It's Bo Naylor again. What? I bet Josh Naylor to get an RBI yesterday. I also bet Josh Naylor to hit a home run. Bo Naylor, multiple RBIs. Bo Naylor, multiple home runs. My goodness. That's one of those you never expect. So we're going back on Josh Naylor today. And my goodness, here's what we got to do. I mean, you know what? You know the questions have to be asked out here, right? Dear gambling gods, please don't do this to me again with Naylor versus Naylor.
We can't guarantee that today, Donnie. Bo Naylor is on fire.
Stop it. Josh Naylor's getting an RBI today, and it's okay if Bo Naylor does get one. By the way, if he hits two home runs today, I think it would. I did it on the early line. I was joking around with Joe Ranieri as we were going through. Let me see that game because there is a market on the FanDuel Sportsbook if players hit two home runs. Josh Naylor today, if he hits two, didn't hit any yesterday, 50-1. Bo Naylor, if he gets two home runs today, didn't even have him on the board now. He was on the board earlier today. Hold on. He's got to be on here, right? No? He's not even on the board. Is he in the starting lineup today? Let me check the official starting lineup. Oh, he's not in the lineup today. That's why. So he can't. So there you go. Perfect. Let's do it.
Donnie, there aren't two Nailers in the lineup today.
There we go. Thank you, gambling gods. Could have told me that before that happened. But so we're in. Josh Naylor, Andrés Giménez, each to get an RBI today. By the way, really good splits here. Going up against Alec Marsh, terrible pitcher for the Royals. 91 batters that he's faced so far in the season. Look at these. These aren't even splits. This is just overall. 359 ISO power number. 408 weighted on base percentages here. We're going both lefties here. Ready to get after it. We should be able to do some damage there. But I do have my phone set here for the early game as, again, we are rooting and waiting on getting some numbers to cash in here. 3-1 Colorado Rockies. And how about this? Miami Marlins, Tampa Bay Rays. 6-1 here. And that was with Eflin on the mound, who's been dominant. Look at the Marlins go here. So you know a little bit later in the day, those Baltimore Orioles who are in Philadelphia watching that game and loving the results that they see. Now, the 1 o'clock hour, there's not one single game here in the 1 o'clock hour, even though we bet Royals, Guardians. Mariners and Twins also coming up. Miller versus Ryan, not a big fan of that game overall. Cincinnati Reds, Milwaukee Brewers at 2:11. We might get involved in a Christian Yelich prop in that game. So afternoon baseball, it's what's going on right now. Wanted to get you guys caught up on exactly what I'm on and cheering for. So hopefully in the afternoon, while we're on the show, we can cash in some tickets. That's what we do on Moneyline. Let's talk more Major League Baseball, but also flip it over to the NFL. A lot of guys are getting paid out here in the marketplace. I'm Donnie Wrightside. I'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ready to get after it here on a Wednesday afternoon. Who is? I am. You know, I'm always excited by this. Kevin will be back tomorrow, but today another solo mission for Donnie Wrightside here on Moneyline, Sirius XM channel 159 Sports Grid Network. Phone lines are open, 844-843-6879. Got any afternoon action that you like? Be more than happy to listen to it, see what you got, see if we can analyze some of those things. But we are focused here today on Major League Baseball. Four games now officially underway. The Rockies with a 3-1 lead here over the Washington Nationals. That's in the bottom of the fourth inning. No luck yet on our three RBI guys in that game, despite through four innings here having four runs. The Miami Marlins continue to get after it against the Rays, up 6-1 here. Bottom of the fifth inning, one out, one runner on for the Rays. See if they can mount a comeback. Mariners and the Twins underway. Rodriguez and Ryan there. That's the top of the first inning. And the Kansas City Royals and the Cleveland Guardians underway. As you know, we have Giménez and Naylor in that game to get RBIs. Let's see if we can cash in on some of those tickets. Big doings today also. And by the way, we're going to talk about this a little bit later in the show today. You know what that music is? That's the U.S. That is the Netherlands. The Women's World Cup 2023. That's going to take place tonight at 9 p.m. So get ready for that one. Maybe some action. A bettable game. Minus 20,000 on Friday night. Stop. We don't need that. Minus 145, minus 150 is out there today. Manageable here for goals. And also, just wanted to bring this up quickly. On the FanDuel Sportsbook today, odds boost today. Alex Morgan or Sophia Smith. The two people that you probably would want on Team USA to score a goal. Either one of those to score. They both can score. That's fine as well. Either one of those to score a goal and USA to win versus Netherlands. That's a plus 150 price. So if you pick them to just to win, it's basically minus 150. If you pick them to win the game and Alex Morgan and Sophia Smith to score, which probably would happen, that's a plus 150 price. So interesting doings there. We'll talk about that just a little bit later, but we got football, people. I mean, we got football to talk about. They're in camp. Everybody's in camp. Have you seen the highlights out here right now? Tremendous. Stupendous. Love it. Finally, the boys are back in town. And by the way, the boys, yeah, they're getting paid right now. If you didn't hear last night, it's relaxing. Getting older, I'm 45 years old, sitting in the hot tub in the backyard, checking my phone. Wasn't actually even surfing through Twitter or X, whatever we're calling it now. I did see a notification pop up. You know where that notification was from?
Yeah, tremendous.
Our boy K-Dub. So he asked me, finally get to see the deal here coming through. For who? What a deal for Justin Herbert. I mean, you want to talk about cash? He's got it now. 5 years, $262.5 million. That's a lot of scratch. In the first year of that contract for Justin Herbert, $100 million due to him. You want to talk about money coming into your bank account, splashing it down? I mean, my goodness. Like, imagine you getting $100 million into your account. Yeah. Like, wait, what? What happened? How did I get that? Justin Herbert's paid, and rightfully so. But now the expectations here on Justin Herbert certainly rise. If we look at the roster for that Chargers team, forget about defensively, because they're really talented on defense, by the way. Just have underperformed over the past couple years. Offensively, that team looks really good. Offensive line, solid. Justin Herbert, very good quarterback. Tight end Everett, solid player. Austin Eckler out of the backfield, very good running back. The three wide receivers he's going to be throwing the football to, Mike Williams, Keenan Allen, and their first-round draft pick this year, Quentin Johnson, out of TCU. No excuses this year. Joe Lombardi was the offensive coordinator for the past few years for the Chargers. What did everybody get upset with? You have a Ferrari at quarterback, and you're not throwing the football downfield enough. So inexplicably, you know what happened? The Dallas Cowboys said, hey, you know what the reason for our football team struggling is our offensive coordinator, who apparently runs a top five offense in the NFL, and Mike McCarthy wants to take control. Who knows on what he wants to do? Run the football more? Run it with Pollard? Stop it. Let's focus on the Chargers, though. If we're getting more downfield strikes out of Justin Herbert, that's what we want. Justin Herbert has had three sensational seasons already in the NFL. Hence, he deserved every penny of that contract. Now, as you look at the contract statuses here of the quarterbacks as of late, take Deshaun Watson off the table, because technically didn't happen this year, right? The new lay of the land for quarterbacks, they're not getting guaranteed money fully. $262.5 million, that's not fully guaranteed. I believe it was, let me see here if I can find this. $133.7 million in full guarantees and $193.7 million in injury guarantees. So I guess that $197 out of the $262 means if he just gets injured and can't play again, he gets a guaranteed $193. Not bad. But it looks like just playing the full guarantees of that at $133.7. And now probably he's young. He's going to get another contract probably of that size. He's going to be one of those, you know, $500 million players. Don't you worry about that, as long as he plays or has on that continuous arc that he's on right now. But if we look at the quarterbacks that have signed this year, the longer you wait, we've always said, the more trouble you would be in as an organization, because you're going to have to pay that quarterback more money. The Philadelphia Eagles at the end of the season went to the Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts was phenomenal in that Super Bowl. Weren't able to come away with a victory. But Jeffrey Lurie, a short time after that game, hey, look, your quarterback's up for an extension. What do you think you're going to do? And it was basically, this is our guy. We're paying him. Talk to you later. They paid him $255 million on that contract. Next in line, the framework was in place with all of these quarterbacks that were waiting to get paid on their extensions or new contracts. That was the blueprint here, which was followed by a quarterback down in Baltimore. You know who that is, Lamar Jackson. He got $260 million. So again, the bar was reset for these young quarterbacks getting their next deal. It's like the same houses on your block. One sells, that sets the market price. Typically goes for more if they're in like condition. Like condition meaning in these quarterbacks, really good young quarterbacks, right? So now we saw Justin Herbert, $262.5 million. New bar set. Do you know who's on deck right now? That's Joe Burrow of the Cincinnati Bengals. Yep. So his contract negotiations will start at $262.5 million. Now, granted, a lot of this has to do with the guaranteed money that you're getting. That's really what's most important to the club and also salary cap wise. But the $255 that was put in place by the Philadelphia Eagles and Jalen Hurts, you could have had that if you were the Bengals or if you were the Chargers or probably if you were the Baltimore Ravens. But the longer you wait, the more money it goes up. So now we're probably looking, instead of the $255 that Jalen Hurts got, Burrow is probably going to get at least $265 on that deal and maybe even more guarantees than all of these quarterbacks have received here. You should be happy as an organization, right? If you're the Cincinnati Bengals, you're going to pay a lot of money. You probably cost yourself some not signing him sooner. But I have a feeling the Bengals behind the scenes are like, man, I can't believe we have to pay a quarterback this much money or any single player this much money here. You should be happy to pay a player like Joe Burrow. Cash rules everything. Cool Joe out there getting the Super Bowls and AFC Championship games. Yeah, he's going to cost a lot of money. That team's going to be really good as well. The quarterback position is getting paid in football. If the running back position is not, the opposite ends of the spectrum. We got a long way to go today and a lot of topics. You can call in. We can talk baseball and also much more NFL up next. Stay tuned.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're waiting on those RBIs in Major League Baseball. Colorado Rockies 3-1 over the Nationals right now as we looks like, I guess we're heading to the top of the sixth inning. Three RBI props in that game. None have been cashed yet for us. 6-1 here still in the Marlins and the Rays and the Mariners and Twins 1-0 currently right now in their game. Bases loaded, by the way, for the Royals, but the Guardians just got out of that inning. So away we go with the Guardians at the plate coming up as we are rooting for RBI props in that game. So first two looks probably in the first inning for us there with Jimenez and also Naylor in the game. Not Bo Naylor, who hit two home runs yesterday and promptly has the day off today to relax because Josh Naylor was embarrassed by that. Now, I don't think they're actually brothers. I don't think they are, but we'll call them brothers at this point. Come on, Josh. Save face today, buddy. All right? All right. Phone lines open, 844-843-6879. We're ready to go. Why? The Moose, he's loose. Let's get after it and have some fun. What's up, Moose, on a Wednesday?
DRS, I'll tell you what. I had Josh Naylor yesterday as well to hit a dinger. I looked down, same thing. And then later on in the game, I'm like, you know, they've hit dingers together in the same game. Then you see where another HR comes in. Look down, it's Naylor, and I'm like, oh, I got this one. And it's Bo.
Yep.
I'm like,
I know.
Cheese and biscuits. Man, I tell you what, I got a ticket. I'm holding a ticket today. I took on the money line both the Rockies and Miami in a parlay. So
that's the one.
We'll see how that works out today. Yeah. So we got some nice tickets tonight. And I was surprised Cincinnati beat Milwaukee yesterday. Holy smokes. But
yes.
Who knows?
Big win.
Who knows? And I tell you what, corn on the cob is out here, and I'm going to have me a nice BLT with a nice garden fresh tomato. And here's a tip for your listeners, okay?
Go ahead.
Mayonnaise. Try Duke's mayonnaise, okay? Mm-hmm. Duke's mayonnaise. All right? It has a bit of a kick with some lemon in it. And here's another quick tip if we're talking about mayo. Look up Bob Gordon's Alabama White Barbecue Sauce. Okay, you can only get it in Alabama, and it's great on marinated pork chops and lean meats like chicken and pork and Alabama Barbecue Sauce. Absolutely.
Tremendous. There we go. That's what we want to eat. You get me hungry in the middle of the afternoon. By the way, Jersey corn, fantastic. Absolutely fantastic stuff. Thanks for the call in there, Moose Rootin' on. By the way, let's not let that one slip under the radar. Moose dropping. He's got a Rockies-Marlins ticket in his bag today. We're taking a look at some of those prices to get off at the starting gate.
Colorado was at least a plus 130 at most outlets. If we're taking a look here also at the Miami game, Miami is a plus 150. That's nice there. Round robin. By the way, I got to get back to round robins. We're going to start firing up the hatch here. We really do. Marlins now, by the way, 7-1 over the Tampa Bay Rays. More runs piling in there. The Rockies have scored another run to make it 4-1 over the Nationals. All these guys, come on, great Chuck. You do me solid in this game. We do have a runner on here, it looks like, and that was Jimenez getting on base here for the Guardians. So Jose Ramirez is up now, followed by Naylor. Here's what we want out of Ramirez. Not a home run, but how about a single that moves Jimenez from first to third with one out? That's what we're rooting for here next. We got to start cashing some of these tickets here in the afternoon. There is some good stuff a little bit later. And as Moose brought up here, Reds and the Brewers, solid game last night. Battle of the NL Central, Lively versus Peralta. We're going to get into that game in the next segment to see if we can find some value. Push it to maybe it's hour number two. I don't know. We might have some time to get into that and talk about it. But as we're watching here right now, rooting on Jose Ramirez to move that runner over to get us somebody into position to score a run. We'll see what happens. By the way, the Mariners and the Twins, that game also now 1-0. Big doings in the soccer world. Now, as we brought up, Team USA is playing tonight against the Netherlands. Let's make a little soccer segment out of this. But unless you're hiding under a rock, game number one, Lionel Messi comes off the bench and scores a goal late to beat a Mexican ball club. I believe this is the, what's this called here? The Florida Cup? Not the Florida Cup. Let me see here. The League's Cup match. Yesterday, JP, Messi scored twice. Let the people hear it.
Opening the game going forward. Great ball from...
I think he's onside. Messi with Kazan off his line. Messi off the post. Puts the follow in. Of course he did. 8 minutes in. Lionel Messi gets his second for Miami.
Messi driving forward. Over to Robert Taylor. Taylor cutting it back. Martinez left it for Messi. Oh, my word. He has done it again. Lionel Messi. Three goals in less than an hour of play for Inter Miami.
Things about opening...
That's tremendous. That is absolutely tremendous by Messi. And by the way, do you know what's not tremendous? I know I like to hijack some segments now. Messi is fantastic. We're going to talk about him in a moment. But I'm just going to play this. You know, hit a two-run home run? Yeah, Jose Ramirez. Right up before Naylor. Exactly what we didn't want. But by the way, he's such a good player, Ramirez. He really is. Like, if you're looking for RBI props, base hits, extra bases, that's the guy in that lineup. But see, I sort of get angry by that because sometimes you need a little bit of help. If you're going for just base hit props, who cares who's hitting home runs in front of you? Because you're at the plate, you could just do whatever you want. But the fact of the matter is, like, let's just say we had a guy on second base with two outs and Naylor comes up and gets a single. That would feel good. We might actually go through this first inning here, get a couple base hits out of our guys and no RBI. Because nobody was on base when those two came up here. Naylor's got an 0-2 count. Swing from your heels right now, kid. Don't worry about it. Just swing from your heels. By the way, also the Mariners have taken a 2-0 lead. Now, I do see, I guess Naylor, I think, might have got a base hit here at this point. I still show 2-0. He gets on first base. So see that? Sometimes you just got to take that deep breath here and get after it and say, why are you torturing me here, gambling gods? But a long way to go in those games. But getting back to Messi, two games he's played with Inter Miami, three total goals. Did you think Lionel Messi was coming here to Inter Miami to just retire? Some people might have thought that. Certainly not me at this point. He looks tremendous. Looks like he has a lot of energy and is bringing the smoke to MLS. Now, he's on a really, really bad soccer team that I don't think has any chance. And again, you know me, I'm not an MLS guy per se. I don't think there's any pathway to them making the playoffs. But if you did have a league commissioner, which you know I love to be league commissioner here, you know what you do in that instance? You change the rules on the fly. And you just say, okay, there's a wild card team, and it's automatically going to be Inter Miami. Would anybody be upset? Honestly, who would be upset by that? Not me. Love to see the great players in the playoffs, which include Shohei Ohtani, Yeah. We want to see Ohtani in the playoffs, which means who cares if the Angels are winning right now? I do believe that he will get moved. But let's get to a little bit of action here tonight. The Women's World Cup, Team USA in action tonight. That game is going to take place at 9 p.m. against the Netherlands. The line, my friends, continues to go higher and higher and higher. We started out about a minus 135, minus 140 just a few short days ago. The betting markets have spoken, and probably rightfully so. Team USA now to a minus 160 price to win this game against the Netherlands. If you pick the Netherlands to win this game, that's at a plus 470 price. If you think they're going to tie, plus 250 price in your back pocket. But as we talked about in game number one, where they played Vietnam, minus 20,000 to win that game, they won 3-0. Anytime goal score market was ridiculous for the U.S. team. Alex Morgan was a minus 800. Not too far behind was Megan Rapinoe and then Sophia Smith. You get much more palatable numbers here in this one. Alex Morgan to score a goal, not minus 800, plus 155 to score a goal tonight. Sophia Smith, plus 175 to score a goal tonight. The other ladies on the team, Rapinoe plus 190, Williams plus 200, Horan plus 290, Alyssa Thompson plus 290. So you get some pretty good price points here if you're looking to cash in some tickets tonight with some goals. And as we talked about, the FanDuel Sportsbook does have a pretty good odds boost tonight. Not going to lie. Alex Morgan or Sophia Smith. So you get both of those to score a goal. So that's pretty good, right? But Team USA does have to win the game tonight. Keep in mind also, we're not in the knockout stage. So you don't have to go into this and say, all right, we must win this game if you're Team USA. You could probably tie or even lose to come back in your next game and win and move on. That legitimately could happen. But I do think Team USA wants to set the tone for the tournament and rack up W's here on their way to try to winning three straight World Cup championships. Now, again, look, I don't have anything broken down. Do you know my existence here of watching this Team USA squad? Yeah, it was about 25 to 30 minutes of watching them against Vietnam and yelling at my TV in Lancaster, PA. Because why? Alex Morgan got stopped on a penalty kick, which would have put some money in my back pocket if she had scored that goal, but she did not score that goal. So, oh well, right at that point. Looking for some more action tonight, but I do think that is a nice odds boost. And by the way, the boost pays at a plus 150 price. Not too shabby. Coming up in the next segment here. You know what? Let's get back to some Major League Baseball. Let's handicap some games. Let's have some fun. You guys got any picks out there? Let me know what they are. 844-843-6879. Donnie Wright's at Soul Revision. Wednesday afternoon, right here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Radio Network.
All right. Time to start talking to the gambling gods here this afternoon because we're not getting too much help overall. Reason saying here, Colorado Rockies, Washington Nationals, Lambert Meneses, right? He had one out and a runner on first base. I have two guys behind Meneses who are trying to hope which will get RBI props for us today. And let me just bring up the price points there from what we're dealing with. Not too bad in that game overall. Now, Grichuk's on the opposite side. He hasn't cashed in anything for us yet either. But from a Nationals perspective here, let me just click all. Wow, so many bets in already today. We're going to go over. Not this one. How about live? I mean, it's so hard to find some of these. Two Guardians bets. Yes, I get it. Grichuk, of course. Okay, Dominic Smith and Keibert Ruiz. Both of those guys at decent prices. Plus 175 and plus 170. So all sometimes you ask for a chance. It's, yes, a solo home run. You can cash in on tickets. We know that. But Meneses is up. Let's just say he strikes out.
you're going to get one of your batters up here, at least with a runner on first base. Double gap, probably going to score a run. Another single puts two runners on for another guy that you have up. So what does Meneses do at this point right now? Yeah, he grounds out. Congratulations. Into a double play. Yes. So top of the seventh inning, haven't cashed any tickets in there. You need a little bit of help in good situations, right, in order to cash some of these tickets. We understand that. But just having legitimate shots here as opposed to leading off innings and needing solo home runs, what's the perfect scenario? Second and third, right? One out with two of your guys coming up next. Base hit, base hit. You get a couple runs home. But now it looks like we have an uphill climb as we're in the seventh inning. But it looks like we are going to get nine full at-bats here for the Nationals since they're down 4-1 to the Rockies. Marlins continue to hammer away at the Rays, 7-1 here in that game. That also in the seventh inning. Bottom of the second inning, looks like actually now done. Top of the third inning, the Mariners with the 2-0 lead here over the Twins. The Guardians still holding their 2-0 lead as we enter into the bottom of the second inning. Going to have to come around there on the wheel to see if we can get some damage done in that game. But a lot of people came to the plate for the Guardians here in the first inning. So we might have a legitimate chance that Jimenez is going to come up to the plate today, bottom of the second inning here. But I wanted to get to that Reds-Brewers game. They're about to get underway in about 20 to 25 minutes. Do a quick handicap on this one. Now, if we're taking a look at the starting pitchers here, it's Lively and it's Peralta. Now, if we're lining up pitchers here over the past 6 weeks, Ben Lively, on a card of 28 pitchers who over the past 6 weeks have at least 20 innings pitched, Lively's 15th on that board, so right around halfway. Do you know where Freddy Peralta is? Exactly halfway at 14th. Both of those guys have decent xFIP minus numbers, which in Major League Baseball is 100 or less is doing your job as a pitcher. Both of these guys, as I just stated, 95 and 95. ERAs aren't that bad either. Peralta's is actually higher, 4.72, getting into that dangerous territory. 3.88 for Ben Lively, just to set that sort of picture. xFIPs, get this, for both of these guys, 4.15. Sierra numbers over the past 6 weeks for both of these guys, 4.09. That's really interesting. So they're almost identical pitchers coming into this game. Now let's take a look here and see how these guys match up versus the lineups that are going to be in play today. Lively's a right-handed pitcher. You know who he struggles with? Yeah, left-handed batters. Take a look at this. 133 batters on the season he's faced from the left-hand side. 260 ISO, 348 weighted on base percentage. Both of those sides are elevated. Now let's take a look at the last 30 days. It's much worse. Not only 29 batters he's faced from the left-hand side over the last 30 days, a 385 ISO power number to weighted on base percentage of 452. So immediately, you try to line up and see who's hot. Maybe the only guy on the Milwaukee Brewers that's hot, Christian Yelich. 288 ISO power number, weighted on base percentage, 477. That might be the guy that you want to go with here. Now, also, do you trust yourself on scoring a run? Because it's not that great behind them, to be honest. Contreras, Adames, Frelick, Monasterio, Perkins. I mean, these guys don't even sound like they're major leaguers. Bryce Terang. It's amazing. Like, Milwaukee's in first place with a team like that. Christian Yelich and a bunch of dudes at this point. If we flip it over to the other side, Freddy Peralta, he's doing okay. But this lineup is so much better at the plate than the Milwaukee Brewers. If we look at ISO power numbers, he actually, talking about Freddy Peralta, is elevated against right-handers, a 262. But here's the difference. It's a 294 weighted on base percentage. So the guys that are coming up the plate and making contact are doing some damage. But he's got a strikeout rate to right-handed batters at 40% over the past month. That's pretty incredible. But if we look at that Reds lineup today, De La Cruz, Friedel, McClain, Fraley, India, Votto, Encarnacion, Strand, Stevenson, and Benson, there's some really good weighted on base percentages here against right-handed pitching over the past month. Let's be real. 322 for Friedel, which is average. 337 for McClain. 385 for Fraley, 368 for Votto. Encarnacion Strand, 438. Stevenson, 365. And Benson at a 519. So there might be some damage to be done, but he's just going to take a flyer in this one and say, okay, let me go, I don't know, left-handed batters. So you'd pick maybe Fraley, who has a 385, Votto a 368, and just deal with that. Right-handed batters, do you step up? Because the ISO power number is actually elevated here against right-handed batters, not left-handed batters. So maybe that thought process gets into your mind. Not particularly in love, but if I was going with any player today in this game, you'd have to square up on Yelich. Now let me take a look to see what Yelich's price point is here today in this game. Let me log on to my Bet365 account. Let's see. Okay, so we'll go down. 2:10 starting time. So again, we have some time on this game if you want to make a decision. Roughly around a half hour or so, give or take. Player props here. If you're looking at just Yelich himself, you say, I think he just gets a hit today, right? I wonder what his number is here. Yelich is a one and a half hits. Is a plus 205. He's got to get two base hits to get that. If you think Yelich is just going to get a single today, and not anything more or less, just one of his hits will be a single, it's a minus 130 price. To have a run batted in today for the leadoff batter, let's see what his price is, a plus 185. To score a run today, let's see what that one is. Christian Yelich comes in at a price here of minus 155. Which is pretty strong, to be honest. Lively's not a great pitcher. And I think Yelich certainly can do some damage, but I'm not going to play a minus 155 price at that point. Because he doesn't have great... Now, it'd be one thing if it's like, hey, you know what? Yelich's weighted on-base percentage is 477. He's getting on-base nonstop. But you have to have some confidence behind him, Contreras, Adames, Frelick, that can drive him in. Now, again, Lively's not a great pitcher. But if you're focused on lefties where he struggles... There's really only one lefty in that lineup, and it's really Christian Yelich here. So something to keep an eye on. Don't know if I'm going to fire away on that. We'll see in just a few moments here. Ruiz currently at the plate right now, bottom of the seventh inning, stepping up. And by the way, what does that mean? That do we already have an at-bat, or who's coming up after? Let me just make sure this is on the up and up. So bottom of the seventh inning, plays to end the sixth inning. Thomas Candelario Meneses. So we have back-to-back guys. You're looking for somebody to get on base, which is Ruiz. Then hopefully somebody to drive him in behind him, which would be our guy. Now, we might be in a little bit of business here with the Guardians. They're 2-0 right now, but it's the bottom of the second inning with one out. And who is at the plate here? It looks like Kwan's at the plate, which after him is Jimenez. And we can't get a double play, which is fantastic. So the only thing that would hurt is if you get a two-run home run. So hopefully that does not happen. Looks like a 2-2 count here, by the way, for Ruiz at the plate going up against Suter now for the Rockies, who they're into their bullpen in the seventh inning and probably rightfully so there. So let's see what we get on either side of that option. And by the way, it looks like Ruiz is on base. Or no, excuse me, one out. So Dominic Smith, again, going to come up. So you had nobody on base with Ruiz, nobody on base for Smith. Which is tough doing here. Again, there's only one run for the Nationals, so it's not as if we said, man, Donnie, you really missed a boat. There's six runs across the plate. You didn't play any of those. They were two decently priced guys. I thought it was worth the swing. We'll see if it happens. Jimenez is now at the plate with two outs here, but at least a runner in scoring position here in the bottom of the second inning. Jimenez is the guy. It's Jimenez and Naylor that we have. Now, quite frankly, if you got one guy that you would get the RBI over the other, of course you're going to take Jimenez. It's a better price point and a better payout that you are going to get. Other games out there still. The Mariners and the Twins, 3-0 Mariners here, mid-third inning, so headed to the bottom of the third. The Marlins continue with Alcantara on the mound here, the pound away at the Tampa Bay Rays. We'll see how that one goes here. So all eyes right now on the prize on Jimenez here of the Guardians to see what he can do. By the way, in Major League Baseball, he did have some big doings yesterday. One of those games, the Boston Red Sox handling their business against the Braves, but we had an interesting play here from that Braves-Red Sox game.
Shallow right center, long run, but Michael gets there. Throw it back to first, may have a play. Double the ball, maybe a triple play.
of those things you don't see all that much in Major League Baseball, and that is a triple play that took place. Now, typically you'd say, hey, Red Sox really messed up. No, they didn't. They won that game easily last night, 7-1 over the Braves, out-hit the Braves 12-9, and really a dominant performance. And also Nick Pivetta having a solid last 60 days or so in Major League Baseball. So certainly things working out in his direction. And by the way, I think we might have some good news here coming up, people. I think we might have some good news. I see 3-0 right now in the Guardians game. So quite possibly, did we get a double here by Jimenez on the board? Let me just make sure to check. Because the updates are so much faster here on the FanDuel Sportsbook than I get them through my updates here on any other apps. But let me go here to ESPN and just double check, because that might be the first one on the board and a much needed one here for us. But that's not what I'm showing around. Hold on now. Do we have a... I don't think we do. No, we don't. Now, see that? How did that happen? I'm going to start to lose my mind right now. I really am. So I take away the applause, because somehow they showed Kwan out, Jimenez at the plate, but now Kwan has the RBI, and Jimenez is at the plate. Now, granted, we still got a runner on second base, but that should have been a cashed-in ticket. This is why madness. Like, sometimes I think you just have to watch the game yourself. It said Jimenez at the plate, 2-0, flips to 3-0, which usually means you're in good hands at that point, but apparently not. Come on now, gambling gods. I know you're sitting back there right now. Are you guys laughing at me? Yeah, they're laughing at me right now. That should have been a cash ticket right there. A nice plus 170 price. We have to wait till after the break. Let's get this figured out. Let's get some base knocks. Let's cash some tickets. I'll be back on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Quick little segment here before we hit the top of the hour. Trying to get some runs scored here. Runners in scoring position here for the Guardians. Naylor is at the plate with two outs. We'll see if he can do some damage. Come on, man. He's got to get a base hit here. Get a base knock. But let's find out to see where JP is going today. Full board in Major League Baseball. JP, we are going baseball today, correct? Or are we going women's soccer? All right, so we're going to go women's. Or excuse me. We're going to go Major League Baseball over women's soccer here. All right. Game start at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and on. Are we talking about a night game, which means 6 o'clock or later, or one of these afternoon games that are going to get underway shortly? Which way are we going?
It's after 6.
Okay. So we're going to go after 6 o'clock tonight. Now, answer this. Total, or are we getting a side or a prop? Which way are we going?
I'm going with the total.
All right. So we're going to go with the total tonight. Philadelphia, Baltimore, Angels, Detroit, Mets, Yankees, Braves, Red Sox, Rangers, Astros, Cubs, White Sox, A's, and the San Francisco Giants. Now, is this total going to be an over, or is this total going to be an under? Which angle are we looking at?
I'm taking an over today.
Okay, so we're going to go over tonight. I don't know if it's the Angels game. I don't think it's the Phillies game for him. Could it be another return to the Mets and the Yankees? Could it be Atlanta? Atlanta and Boston. That total's listed at 10. You got two dominant pitchers on the mound there. I don't know if that's going to work out. By the way, you said over, right? Did you say over?
I did, yeah, over.
Okay, yes. I don't know, I just got confused on that one. Texas-Houston, the Chicago game, and then Hogan-Harrison Ward on the West Coast. Ooh, this is going to be a tough one here. You got some pretty good pitching matchups, but I got maybe an idea. If it's going to come from a game tonight for me... JP go Angels tonight. Sandoval's got decent numbers. Lorenzen does too, but not two big time names on the mound. Wonder where JP's going to go today. Let's find out and give it a little bit of a thought. I'll tell you where we're not going. Naylor with an RBI as they're out of the inning in the second. Come on now. Long way to go, but let's cash some tickets. We'll be back. Hour number two on the way next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.